Yo, what's up?
Yo, hey, Seth.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Just petting the dog.
What is the most money that you have ever found on the street?
$10.
So do you guys remember when I said I was gonna eat healthier this year? Like 15 days ago? I had a burger for dinner last night. I had donuts for breakfast this morning. But thankfully I switched it up for lunch because as far as I'm concerned, this counts as a vegetable. Also, I know there's the huge debate between Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, Popeye's chicken sandwiches. I will side with Chick-fil-A 100% of the time simply because they have sweet tea here. And Popeye's, like, some of them do, but not all of them do. Oh, and also the fries here are like 87.5 times better. If you disagree, you suck. I'm just kidding, you don't suck. Just kindly voice your disagreement down in the comment section below because the extra comments will probably boost the engagement on this video. Thanks. It is another beautiful, wonderful, amazing day simply due to the fact that we are in New York City once again. And I do not think I'm exaggerating when I say that this might be the best day that I've had in the city so far. Now, normally I'm not like a huge believer in karma or fate or anything like that. Oops. I think it's mostly just complete chance that things happen, and you know, you could be a bad person and good things will happen to you. You could be a good person, bad things will happen to you. I think today might have changed my mind. Last week I was walking right down 6th Avenue around like 54th or 55th, and this guy walks out of a bank, reaches down for his wallet, pulls his wallet out of his pocket. As he's reaching into his pocket, he sort of pulls up his wallet with some cash, and the cash just falls to the ground. And I come walking up, I saw him drop the money, I tap him on the shoulder and I say, dude, your money. I could have 100% taken it for myself and he would have been absolutely none the wiser. Like, he had no idea that it had fallen out of his pocket, but I did the right thing. And then today, seriously, I'm not making this up. This is like the greatest thing that's ever, okay, maybe not the greatest thing, but like at least top 7 things. I'm walking down the street once again and then I do a double take. And what do I find but another $100 bill? Unlike the last one, this was unaccompanied. I hadn't seen it fall out of someone's wallet. It was on a quiet side street instead of the middle of 6th Avenue. And there was absolutely zero chance that I was gonna find the original owner of it. So, as a result, I now have an extra $100. Needless to say, I felt completely fine about picking up this $100 bill. I mean, I didn't see anyone drop it. I didn't see anyone around. I mean, it was on a side street by myself. Now I realize that it is probably complete coincidence that I saw someone drop $100 last week, told him, and then found another $100 this week. But, I mean, if I have a chance to inflate my ego and tell myself I'm a great person, I'm gonna do it. Now, I guess the real question is, what do I want to do with the money? I mean, $100, it's a decent amount of money. I could buy a brand new pair of Air Force Ones. I could take someone out to a really nice dinner. I could buy like 10 dozen donuts. Or I could invest it.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Tom, how's it going, man? How's New York?
Good, it's great.
Guys, this is Josh, my financial advisor. Josh, I have an important financial question for you that we need answered.
Please.
I found $100 on the street today, and I would just like to know, if I invested it, what can I buy with it in 40 years?
40 years? Well, what are you investing in?
Investing in an aggressive portfolio, 80% stocks, 20% bonds.
I would say, if you're going for 40 years, we could probably 10 or 11x it.
Wow, so I'm gonna have like $1,100 in 40 years?
Yeah, it's impressive, man. It's very impressive stuff.
Wow. Guys, do you know how many donuts I can buy with $1,100? Subway map of New York. You can get these at any subway station in the city. Just ask kindly at one of the booths for them and they'll give it to you. But I got one today not because I need a map of getting around the subway, but because I wanted a way to chronicle where I have been in the city. Now, I've been here for around a month and this is all that I've explored. I've seen other parts of the city in the past. I've been in other parts of Brooklyn. I've been in other parts of Manhattan. But just for the month that I've been here, since December 14th, this is all of the city that I've seen. And I just wanted to illustrate this to you guys that maybe aren't from New York. Of New York is such an amazing, such a huge city that I've done all the cool things that I've done essentially in this area, along the river, here in Brooklyn, here in Brooklyn, and here in Queens. New York is massive. And the reason I wanted to do this is first, I just think it's cool to document where I've been in the city. And second, I want this to sort of motivate me and push me to go places that I haven't gone before, to explore as much of the city as humanly possible. So if I have an opportunity to go somewhere new and fill up this map with some more red ink, I am 100% going to do it. If you guys know where I could get a regular New York street map that actually is all of the streets, that would be amazing if you could let me know, because the subway map isn't like the most accurate. But I thought this was a super cool idea and I cannot wait to get this map covered because I want to see everything that this city has to offer. Okay, I'm probably gonna leave this until right at the end of the video, so only the people that actually watch the video get to see this. I mean, if you wanna comment and tell people to watch to the end, go for it, but I don't really need this $100. Like, I mean, it's nice, but I don't need the $100. So what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna keep this in my pocket from now until however long it takes, and the first person to come up to me in the street and tell me why they want the $100 and how they wanna spend it for someone else, whether it be someone in their family, one of their friends, a charity. First person to come up to me in the streets that says they want the $100. I mean, you can lie to me and spend it on yourself. I can't do anything to control that. But first person to come up to me and do that in the city that finds me, I will give you this $100 because I don't need it and I'd just much rather pass it on to someone else and make someone else's day. Okay, since I'm doing that though, you better freaking hit the like button, because I need like an extra $100 of ad revenue now.